still I don't let go. And fields of flowers grow.
I've been one to shake with fear and wonder if you're even here. I've been the one to doubt your love. I've told myself you're not enough. Start to question.
92.
Sydney's Hope.
Speaking hope into your lives.
Nothingness by myself.
I'm just sipping silence. There's a way I can make it without your help. I won't even try it. I know you have your reasons.
Time for that renovation.
You mean renovation D?
What does the D stand for?
Deluxe, divine, decadent, dollar savings. Renovation D are Australia's leading kitchen and bathroom renovation specialists.
Definitely.
Well, that's decided then. Let's check out their showroom.
Renovation D, savings guaranteed. Visit our showroom in Bankstown or renovationd.com.au. Station sponsor.
Serve the nations from where you are. Over 3 billion people are yet to have access to the good news of Jesus. You can help reach these people without leaving Australia. For over 100 years, station sponsor WEC International has been focused on seeing the good news go to the unreached. And you can help. WEC has a number of volunteer roles that are part-time and can fit your availability. Serve the nations from where you are. For more information, search opportunities at wec.com.au.
Hollywood Smile. Earlwood style. Get the smile you love at Earlwood Dental Care. We take care of everything dental, from general dental care to Invisalign, braces, veneers and implants, including all on four. And we accept all health funds and afterpay. Smile with confidence wherever you are. Runway, school day or cafe. Station sponsor Earlwood Dental Care. Healthy tea, happy smiles. Visit earlwooddentalcare.com.au to make an appointment.
Hope 103.2.
I'm never gonna get
radio station everyone can agree on. Sydney's Hope 103.2.
I can leave my whole world in your hands. Let you hold it together like the day was forever. Siempre dice lo mismo que ayer. Nunca me dejarás. Yo no seré ni
since I let you.
It did.
Y'all think Jesus take the wheel is a cliche.
Whoa.
In my life, it turns out it was the best move. I'm yours, not concerned with what the rest do.
Not at all.
I'm sure that's the reason why I'm blessed too. I'm all yours, truly yours. Limitless.
No limits.
When God starts, he finishes.
Yo no sé.
reject me. I know God is with me. I was feeling so empty. Your love came and filled me. Now everything has changed. You broke the chains that held me. Whoa. I just want to tell you that I need you. Whoa. I just want to go where you need me. Whoa. And I know that you'll never leave me. Your love came down through the fire just to reach me.
Woo. I can leave my whole world in your hands. Let you hold it together. Like today was forever. You told me all you needed was a chance. Just show me the way. You opened up the heavens. You took my heart and showed me. Show me the way to love you. The same way that you love me. I'll swing through the heavens. I'll even tell the mountains that I'm all yours. That I'm only yours.
Feel it falling off like clothes. Taste it rolling on your tongue. See the lights above you glowing. Oh, and breathe.
it's Laura. This week on Undistracted, author and pastor Max Licato offers a traveler's guide to the end times, talking about their place in Christian theology and what we can really know about what's next.
We can be excited. Two, we could just be good people because we know everything is going to turn out all right. We have an advantage on the rest of the world. We can be kind to our neighbor. We can love the poor. We can be a source of light. And it doesn't have to be fake. It doesn't have to be forced. It could be heartfelt because we know that something good is about to happen.
Listen to Undistracted with Laura Bennett wherever you get your podcasts.
Refugee children in Uganda urgently need your help. Many are orphans dying from hunger. Jesus said that whatever you do for that person in need, you do for me. You can feed a hungry refugee child for a month for just $6. By giving a little, you can do a lot.
Thank you.
More than a meal, you'll give them a future.
Give now at feedthehungry.org.au. Station sponsor, Feed the Hungry.
Integra Care Auburn. Exceeding.
When your child is almost ready for kindergarten, you want their preschool to be rated exceeding.
Integra Care Brighton Les Sands. Exceeding.
All of Integra Care's preschools had been rated exceeding.
Integra Care Pendle Hill. Exceeding.
Every Integra Care Early Education Centre has an excellent preschool program. Even long daycare services. Visit station sponsor IntegraCare at wecare.org.au.
It's time for Christian Jobs Australia Jobs of the Week. There are fantastic jobs right now in Christian schools across Australia, including teaching, admin, finance, chaplaincy, and many more. If you're looking for a rewarding and exciting school or teaching job that shares your values, you can apply today at christianjobs.com.au or tell a friend who you think would be perfect for the job. You can apply for or view many more jobs at sponsor christianjobs.com.au or on the Christian Jobs app.
Remember that great Beatles song, All You Need Is Love? Turns out, it's not that easy. Hi, I'm Brett Ryan for Focus on the Family Australia. When it comes to building a healthy marriage, love is important, but it's not all you need. To really keep those flames burning, you also need respect. That means treating each other with dignity and kindness and letting your partner know how much you appreciate what they do for you and the rest of your family. Good marriages also take commitment. It is two people saying to each other, no matter how hard it gets, I will never leave you, and I'll always be loyal to our marriage vows. Time is another critical ingredient. Healthy marriages are those where both partners make an effort to spend a lot of time together, both quality and quantity. So remember, the Beatles were only half right. You do need love, but that's not all you need.
For exclusive relationship advice to help your marriage thrive, sign up for a free e-newsletter at families.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Empty hands held high, such small sacrifice, and I joined with my life. I sing in vain tonight. May the words I say and the things I do make my life song sing, bring a smile. So may the world
1032.
I step off the train. I'm walking down your street again and past your door, but you don't live there anymore. It's years since you've been.
I haven't always been this way. I wasn't born a renegade. I felt alone, still feel afraid. I stumble through it anyway. I wish someone would have told me that this life is ours to choose. No one's handing you the keys or a book with all the rules. The little that I know, I'll tell you. When they dress you up in lies and you're left naked with the truth, you threw your head back and you spin in the wind. Let the walls crack, cause it lets the light in. Let them drag you through hell. They can't tell you to change who you are. That's all I know so far. That's all I know so far. So you might give yourself away, yeah, and pay full price for each mistake.
But when the candy coating hides the razor blade, you can cut yourself loose and use that rage. I wish someone would have told me that this darkness comes and goes. People will pretend, but baby girl, nobody knows. And even I can't teach you how to fly, but I can show you how to live like your life is on the line. You throw your with you till the world blows up. Yes. Up and down and through till the world blows up. Yeah, yeah. You threw your head back and you spit in the wind. Let the walls crack, 'cause it lets the light in. Let them drag you through hell. They can't tell you to change who you are. The world blows up.
Hype
103.2.
Thank you.
Hope.
103.2.
Yeah. I've always been told that I've got too much pride.
Out and about with you, wherever you are.
Involved in your church finances?
The team at XDR are here to help free up time and focus.
For your church treasurer, admin and ministry team.
And to help make your church's financial situation easier to see and understand.
For church bookkeeping, church payroll and church financial management, visit XDR.
XDR?
Exactly. XDR. .com.au.
That's EXDIA.com.au. Station sponsor.
I'm Sherry from Living Hope Funerals. Losing someone you love can be overwhelming. I know. That's why we're here. To serve your family. With genuine Christian care, we look after every detail, listen and be supportive to bring you a real sense of hope, comfort and God's love. Making a very hard time that tiny bit easier.
Celebrate a life well lived with station sponsor Living Hope Funerals. Search livinghopefunerals.com.au.
Here's Pete and his mum and Ben from 1-800-SHUTTERS.
Spring has sprung.
And we have spring fever.
So boys, spring into action and come up with some ideas.
Nothing springs to mind.
How about a spring sale?
Oh no, don't spring that on me.
Something will spring up.
Hope springs eternal.
Order your blinds, shutters and awnings now from station sponsor sponsor 1-800-SHUDDERS to stop the spring puns from these three.
It's definitely put a spring in my step.
And you're no spring chicken.
Oh, he's a good boy.
Sydney's Hope.
1032.
The fight. Love alone is worth the fight. And I never thought I'd come to this, but it seems like I'm finally feeling numb to this. The funny thing about a name is you forget what the reason you were playing the game is. And it's all an illusion, a 21st century institution. And so I'm headed down the open road unknown. Looking for the rhyme and reason. Why you born, why you leaving? What you fearing, what you believing? Why you living and breathing? Why you fighting it and getting it even? Let's go headed down the open road.
Alive, all of the colors of the night, laying down beside my side, and
tenderness in your eyes, to reach before the morning rise. Out on the street corner again, I turn around and see my friends. Some get forward, some get low, but no one knows which way to go.
Good morning. This is Chris Witzender. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Have you ever seen the popular movie Back to the Future? Quite an interesting movie. In the story, Marty McFly goes back in time, actually goes back to 1955. You might remember this film. And he goes back to make sure that his mother falls in love with his dad. And there's that scene where Marty tries to get his dad to ask her out. And his father says, "What do you mean, on a date?" Marty says, "Yeah." And his dad says, "Gee, I don't know, Marty. I mean, what if she says no? What if she laughs at me? I don't think I can take that kind of rejection. You know what I mean?" And Marty looked down and said, "Yes, I know what you mean." I like that story because it sort of tells me that we know what he means. No one likes to be rejected because it does hurt. And this is because I think we mix with people all the time, and all human interaction has as its heart the possibility that we'll be accepted or rejected. For example, you meet someone you know down the street and immediately you've got a choice. You can either talk to them or not. And if we say hello and they say hello back, well, we feel, yes, I'm accepted. If we say hello and they don't, then in a sense we are rejected, provided they actually hurt us, of course. So being rejected makes you feel like you're not good enough, that everyone's better than you, that in a sense you're a loser. So have you ever felt like a loser? Now, that's not really a good experience or a very nice experience. You may have experienced rejection up close and personal. Maybe you've had a boyfriend or girlfriend who just had enough, didn't want to be with you anymore. Or maybe there was a job that you actually lost or a promotion you didn't get. Or even you may have had a parent who yelled at you when you were a child, "You'll never amount to anything because you're a nobody." Whatever it was, at some point in your life, you may have experienced a painful rejection. You know, what happens then, and psychologists talk about this, is that right there and then you say and you decide, I'm not going to be hurt like that ever again. It could be that you were different to the others in your family. You weren't like your brothers or your sisters. And your mother used to say, you shouldn't think like that. What will the others think of you? To reject something actually means to throw it out. Just to throw it out as worthless, useless, or a substandard thing. It means to refuse to accept or to believe in it, to reject.